What are the 7 stages of vascular dementia? Vascular dementia belongs to the group of progressive neurodegenerative conditions resulting in cognitive decline and memory loss. Like the other types of dementia, it develops later in life, and it can be caused by different factors. Dementia progresses differently in every individual, and no two people will share the same symptoms. Learn more about the signs and stages of vascular dementia and how our humanized approach can empower people to live independent and meaningful life as long as possible. What is vascular dementia? Vascular dementia is the second most prevalent type of dementia, immediately after Alzheimer's disease. Many forms of dementia, such as Alzheimer's disease, are caused by excessive protein accumulated in the brain. However, vascular dementia is caused by impaired blood flow in the brain, resulting from a stroke, transient ischemic attack, or injury. Disrupted blood flow may cause brain damage, and it can lead to developing vascular dementia. Studies also show that many people with brain vascular disease and dementia also have Alzheimer's disease. Vascular dementia typically develops over several years, going through 7 different stages. During these stages of dementia, a person may experience progressive cognitive impairment, difficulties making judgments and communication, problem solving, and memory decline. People may also face physical difficulties such as incontinence or trouble swallowing in the more progressive phases. 7 stages of vascular dementia. The stages of vascular dementia can vary from person to person, but generally, they follow a gradual decline in cognitive abilities. In the early stages, individuals might experience mild memory lapses, difficulties with organization, and trouble concentrating. As vascular dementia progresses, individuals often require significant assistance with daily activities as memory loss becomes more severe and communication becomes increasingly challenging. It's important to note that various factors, such as the underlying causes of reduced blood flow, overall health, and medical interventions, can influence the progression of vascular dementia. Care and support tailored to each stage can improve the quality of life for individuals and their caregivers. Here are the 7 stages of vascular dementia. 1. Typical cognitive behavior. In the early stages of vascular dementia, there are no noticeable symptoms. However, changes in the brain have already begun, such as damage to the blood vessels that will lead to symptoms in the future. The person's behavior usually remains unchanged, and they may not notice any difference in cognition. This stage can develop years before symptoms become noticeable. 2. Very mild cognitive decline. In the second stage, people may start to experience the first symptoms of vascular dementia. The most common symptom includes forgetfulness, which can be easily confused with age-related memory decline. For example, your loved one might forget where they've placed everyday items in the house. Many people do not consider this as a red flag as most of us experience forgetfulness, and this happens more frequently as we age. However, it is a noticeable early symptom of vascular dementia. 3. Mild cognitive decline. Mild cognitive impairment is the third stage of vascular dementia. During this stage, people start developing more noticeable symptoms of vascular dementia. It is common for individuals to experience memory challenges, and for friends and family to notice mild confusion and mild forgetfulness. For example, people may forget appointments or misplace items more frequently. Individuals may become aware of brain changes at this point. 4. Moderate cognitive decline. Moderate cognitive decline is the fourth stage of vascular dementia and the point when many people receive a diagnosis due to the symptoms becoming more frequent and prominent. During this stage, people with vascular dementia may forget to pay their bills and may need support with managing finances. Common early symptoms also include increased forgetfulness, such as forgetting their last meal. At this point, safety might become a challenge as your loved one may have difficulty with cooking, cleaning, or taking medication and might be unable to care for themselves independently. This stage often lasts for several years. 5. Moderately severe cognitive decline. The fifth stage typically appears with day-to-day life challenges and is considered the late stage of dementia. In most cases, people with stage 5 dementia can perform personal care and daily tasks, but they may have trouble remembering their home addresses, familiar names, phone numbers, or choosing appropriate clothes. Even though stage 5 is late stage dementia, Most individuals can still recognize their friends and family members, and they can remember childhood memories clearly. 6. Severe cognitive decline. Severe cognitive decline happens when a person's independent living becomes affected. Therefore, your loved one will likely need compassionate support and care to protect their safety. At this stage, many people may experience incontinence and difficulty swallowing. People may still be able to recognize people around them, but most of the time, they might be significantly confused. This stage may also involve behaviors of concern, such as unexplained aggression or anger. 7. Very severe cognitive decline. In the last stage of vascular dementia, people usually need around-the-clock care from loving professionals due to very severe cognitive decline. For example, your loved one may need 24-hour supervision and constant assistance with basic activities such as eating, drinking, or using the bathroom. Also, they might be unable to communicate clearly and tell when they feel hungry or thirsty. At this stage, the focus is on maintaining quality of life through emotional comfort, pain management, and other medical and support practices. Who is most at risk of vascular dementia? Like other forms of dementia, being over 65 is considered a risk factor for developing vascular dementia. It occurs due to blood flow disruption in the brain, so people with atherosclerosis, thickening and hardening of the arteries, heart disease or a stroke may have a higher risk. Additionally, there are a number of risk factors that might increase the risk of developing vascular dementia, including high blood pressure, heart disease, having small blood vessels, brain damage, smoking, drinking excessive amounts of alcohol, sedentary lifestyle, being overweight, unhealthy diet. There is no certain cause for dementia nor a sure way to prevent it. However, caring for yourself and your physical and mental health can significantly reduce the risk of developing dementia and many other health conditions. LEAF Complex Care support people with dementia. At LEAF Complex Care, we prioritize providing compassionate and person-centered care. Our team of experienced support workers aim to make a positive impact in people's lives, helping them live happily and independently as much as possible. LEAF Complex Care specializes in person-centered home care, designed to meet your unique health needs and personal boundaries. Our skilled practitioners are committed to supporting individuals with vascular dementia in the comfort of their own homes, 24/7. If you need quality at-home support for a loved one with dementia, we are here for you. We provide CQC-regulated care in Bristol, Exeter, SLU, Somerset and the Midlands. Contact us, and we will design a tailored, personalized care plan for you or your loved one. Read more about other topics. Blog Spinal Cord Injury. Spinal cord injuries cover all types of damage to the spinal cord and nerve roots in the spinal column. A spinal cord injury may impair strength, sensation, and mobility in the. Read more. Blog Acquired Brain Injury. Acquired brain injury, ABI, is a form of brain damage that can only occur after birth. It can severely impact an individual's quality of life, and can disturb close relationships. Read more. Blog Asperger's Syndrome. Asperger's Syndrome affects a person's ability to socialize and communicate effectively. It is considered to be on the milder end of the autism spectrum and is characterized by differences in. Read more.